USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Amid growing chaos in Syria, President Donald Trump has officially ordered all U.S. troops to withdraw from the country's north to avoid a bloody conflict between Turkey and U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters that continues to get worse by the hour, according to Defense Secretary Mark Esper. The Pentagon had previously pulled away a number of troops from the Turkish attack zone along the border. With the escalation of violence, all U.S. forces along the border will now follow that move. Esper said, "We have American forces likely caught between two opposing advancing armies, and it's a very unwinnable situation." The Pentagon chief, who spoke in two TV interviews, did not say the approximately 1,000 U.S. troops in Syria are leaving the country entirely at this time. Trump's national security team plans to meet later to assess the situation, Esper said, and U.S. officials continue to urge the Turkish president to halt and reverse his action. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The protests in Hong Kong are continuing to intensify. With that story, here's USA's Wendy King.
Protesters in Hong Kong hurled several Molotov cocktails inside a subway station and vandalized property during demonstrations. In a government statement, police warned people they described as rioters to stop illegal activities. The government also referred to some radical protesters who've removed railing from roads, spray-painted, and vandalized shops. Demonstrators were wearing masks, which are now banned. I'm Wendy King.
Federal judges in three states temporarily blocked Donald Trump's policy to deny green cards to many immigrants who use Medicaid, food stamps, and other government benefits, dealing a setback to one of the president's most aggressive moves yet to cut legal immigration and make it more based on employment skills than family ties. The rulings in California, New York, and Washington, D.C. came in quick succession 4 days before the new rules were set to take effect. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president spoke at the Values Voter Summit in Washington. USA's Wendy King reports.
President Trump tied his decision to pull troops from Syria to migrants trying to enter the U.S. at the southern border.
I don't think our soldiers should be there for the next 50 years guarding a border between Turkey and Syria when we can't guard our own borders at home.
France and Germany have halted exports of arms to Turkey that could be used in its offensive against the Kurds in Syria, and wants an immediate meeting of the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State. Turkey's actions are now facing international condemnation. I'm Wendy King.
A threatened strike by Chicago teachers would test a strategy employed by a growing number of urban teachers convinced that transforming the contract talks into discussions about class sizes and student services will win public support and can be a difference maker at the bargaining table. Unions in left-leaning cities, including Los Angeles, have made a renewed push to use this strategy, strengthened by public support for teachers and their unions amid 2018 walkouts and protests in conservative states. Chicago's last teacher strike was in 2012. It's also been cited as an early inspiration by other unions around the country. Now Chicago teachers are returning to that strategy, aiming to get enforceable school district commitments on smaller class sizes and hiring more support staff. Without those and other commitments, they could begin a strike this Thursday, which would affect over 400,000 students. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.